It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button.
And they're off for another Gift270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Little Book, Chapter 7, Retrospect. Now, Ryan, do you look back at your time, and do you retrospect, or do you introspect?
Yeah, I do both. I'm very spiritual, very meditative, so I'm sure Freddie did this in the warehouse and said, what barrels will speak to me? What really gives me that retrospect and introspect to make a great release? I'm kidding.
I think we need to make a future video of us like putting our ears next to barrels and going, is it speaking to me?
That's right. What are you saying to me?
All right. So this one is a blend of seven different cask strength whiskeys with one component from each of his previous chapters, plus then a new liquid for the seventh run. So here's the blend component. So stick with me. It's a lot. So at the very top, there's an 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a 17-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a 10-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye, a 9-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a 5-year-old Straight Malt Whiskey finished in Applewood Smoked Barrels, a 4-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, a 4-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye, and that's it. It's 118.1 proof and has an SRP of $150.
So the question is it, I guess now it probably moves in that American whiskey category instead of bourbon.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely American whiskey. It's not bourbon. It's not rye.
I love the creativity and all the seven different components. I have a hard time with three, so seven's even more. That's pretty cool. I'm excited to try this one.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and let's dive into it. On with the nose. This is a weird thing to say. Grape skins?
Grape skins? Like grappa?
No, it's like a very grape kind of scent to it.
Yeah, there's some classic Kentucky bourbon, but there's definitely like some kind of like earthiness kind of going on, like grape skins or grape stems or something. Like, kind of reminds me of like a big bold cab where you kind of get this just like, you know, you can almost smell like the soil, the stems, the skins and whatnot. It's a very complex nose. I'm liking it.
All right. Well, on with the taste here. Very good complex flavor.
Yeah. You kind of get that fruitiness up front, but then it moves kind of into like classic Kentucky bourbon nose, but then that maltiness kicks in and then the rye kicks in at the finish. Like, so it's got like, you know, fruitiness, sweetness, earthiness, and then big, bold, like vibrant fruit and spice at the end. It's definitely like, there's a lot going on here.
I know I've said it before, but it's kind of like a gobstopper whiskey.
It is.
I mean, it really is. You do have these layers that you build on top of. It's like you keep going. It just slowly dissipates and slowly like the stronger components start shining towards the end.
Yeah. When you said seven different, I mean, there's so many layers of flavor here. It's really well done. I was kind of nervous when you read those off. I'm like, how the hell would those work together? But This is beautifully done. Shout out to Freddie.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and let's rate it. So it's your old high school football.
Yep, doing burpees together.
Yeah, there you go. Your old high school football teammate here. So what are you going to rate him?
Thumbs up.
On the nose?
Like it. All yeah.
On the taste?
Thumbs up.
And on the finish?
Thumbs up. I really like it all. I mean, I think it's, like you said, a gobstopper. There's just, even just sitting here after letting it sit on my palate, there's just a ton of flavor that's just sitting there. It's really well done.
It is fantastic.
It must be nice to have that portfolio of age stocks to just pull and blend from. Good meditative session you had there, Freddie.
There you go.
This one worked out.
Let us know when you need another one and we'll join you.
That's right.
So this is our review of Little Book Chapter 7 Retrospect. But cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Doodles.